My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to start our reflection on the gospel for today, I would like to ask you a question. Have you ever experienced getting lost in unfamiliar places on your way where you were going? Most of us probably would stop and ask someone the right direction to where we were going when we got lost. Oftentimes, we were ashamed to ask, especially we men. We just thought in Filipino language, bahala na, or in our language, come what may. Then we follow cars in which we thought was the right direction. Fortunately, we often arrive safely at our destination. My dear brothers and sisters, life is a journey. We are journeying through life on our way to our Father in heaven. And oftentimes we feel we know the way and can reach our destination. But we sometimes lose our way temporarily. We become lost and need help. And when this happens, we turn to other people. But we cannot help. They cannot help. And we are lucky if we manage to get back in the right direction to heaven. We are fortunate if we make back safely to where we want to go. My dear brothers and sisters, when we become lost and need help, we have sure guidance that we can rely on at very moment in our journey. And that guidance is none other than our Lord Jesus Himself. And He has made the journey before us and knows the way. And He guides us in every step of our journey to God our Father. And this explains Jesus' words in today's gospel when He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is our guide on our journey to God our Father. Apart from Him, there is no sure guide. Moreover, we know that He will never let us down. John's Gospel would say, "Whoever follows me," Jesus said, "will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And this brings us to the second point about Jesus. He is not only the way to the Father, but also the truth about the Father. Currently, when there is so much confusion about God, it's a great gift to be able to turn to Jesus and learn the truth that God is not an uncaring force, but a loving, merciful Father. And this brings us to the third and final point about Jesus. Not only is He the way to the Father and the truth about the Father, He also contains within Himself the very life of the Father. My dear brothers and sisters, our journey is not a journey of in this life. If it is a journey into another life, it is a journey into eternal life. And we could never make that journey if we did not receive from Jesus the seed of eternal life in baptism. Through baptism, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus makes it possible for us to die to our life of sin and to rise to a new life with Him. And this brings us to each one of us in this church today. What can we do to thank Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, for all He has done for us? First, we can follow Jesus, who is the way to the Father, even if we don't feel like it. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Second, we can grow in our knowledge of Jesus, who is the truth about the Father. Jesus said in John's Gospel, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Finally, we can receive Jesus, who is the life of the Father, into our beings. Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." In brief then, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Let me close with a prayer. Lord, you are the way to the Father. Help us pick up our cross daily and follow you along the way. Lord, you are the truth about the Father. Help us grow in our knowledge of you and the Father. Lord, you are the life of the Father. Help us open ourselves more fully to you, especially through our worthy reception of your sacraments. Amen.